This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We have been talking about the business of selling Mickey Mouse to adults, in which we've been asking you guys whether or not you would still buy products that have cartoon characters on them. We had a poll running on Twitter where we are at 61% of you saying yes, 39% of you saying no.
That's a big number for no.
Yeah.
I expected a lot less.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought more people would get started, especially now, especially with the, I don't know, I think the current generation are the ones who, like, we are the people who get old, but we don't grow up.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a WhatsApp message from Ghazi. He says, I never buy any clothes with any character. It's hideous. I don't even buy clothes with big brand names of logos on them, no matter how luxurious that brand is. And I guess, you know, different strokes. Like, if it's a fun day, then we'll do that, you know, but I get generally...
I have to admit that I'm quite
like
heavily
that.
In that camp, yeah.
Ah.
But that, I think that's probably because I grew up in the 80s where there were logos slapped on everything, you know, and I think over time you kind of grew out of it and you were sick of seeing it. It's, you know, you're a walking billboard, and I didn't want to be a walking billboard. And I just remember reading this article about that saying, you know, why are you walking around with a product advertisement on your T-shirt and your shirt? Don't do that. You know, it's free advertising. Well, there you go. Anyway, so let's move on to fire story number 4, all about influencer fraud, very quickly. Influencer marketing industry is projected to be worth between 5 and 10 billion by 2020, but research has shown that up to 24% of influencers have falsely manipulated their engagement number. So let's take an example. Jess, which is not her real name, is a UK-based fashion influencer with 230,000 Instagram followers. She's worked with 22 different brands in 2018, excuse me, and charged around $1,000 per post. Those brands didn't realize that 96% of her engagement was fake, the result of a bot farm. She allegedly paid for engagement at $2 for every 1,000 likes, comments, or shares. That meant that each company Jess worked with likely wasted up to $960.
One second, $2 for 1,000 likes.
Correct.
Oh, I'm about to be famous. Yeah, it's cheap.
Do it. Nobody will judge you too much. Anyway, but this is called influencer fraud. It's a practice spawned after the digitalization of influencer marketing, the latter of which has, in one iteration or another, been around for hundreds of years. You know, prominent online personalities purchase fake engagement via bots, pieces of software designed to automatically like, comment, and share social media posts. You may have seen some of these on some of the Instagram posts that you've had with the little hands that turn up and great post, love your post, you know, that kind of stuff. We've all had them. The other route is to join a community of real users that allow people to trade engagement back and forth, e.g. commenting on or liking 250 posts from others in the community to receive another 250 comments or likes on your own posts.
Right. Like for like.
Like for like. Yeah, you've seen people even post that underneath their bio. You know, so, but fake followers are another enduring issue on social media platforms, but they're easier to track and identify. Simply compare an account's number of followers to its average engagement rate, which is the number of likes, comments, and or shares per post. Fraudulent engagement, on the other hand, can cost companies millions, especially in a market projected to be worth between 5 and 10 billion. So there's this company called Likewise. They were launched in the US in January of this year, and they're billed as the first tool using AI to comb through influencers' profiles to detect discrepancies in engagement. Essentially, what they do is conduct an influencer audit for anyone who asks, client or not. Cost ranges from $7,250 for up to 50 influencers and $35,000 for up to 400 influencers. So Social Chain are the company behind it, and they've said that after the launch of Likewise, they expect influencer marketing-related activity will account for 40% of their business by year-end, but the company declined to share specifics on revenue, citing an audit valuation ahead of their public offering in 2020. Interesting.
It's necessary.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we've spoken with people. In fact, where did we do it? At one of our conferences, we spoke to the GetCraft was one. We spoke with
Sarah Leanne
and Manisha Jagan from a few others. You know, these people that are involved in the influencer kind of world. And I have seen it become one of those things where you're like, is it dying yet? Is it become, has it gone somewhere? Has it plateaued? And it doesn't seem to be just yet. It seems to be on the rise. But I've also seen these fake engagements and fake likes and one thing really, really start to, you know, inflate.
Yeah. So I'm just reading an article. I don't know if you're going to share it, but it said when they interviewed the founder, said, what surprised you most about the results? And we found that almost a quarter of the influencers we looked at, about 24%, had manipulated their engagement at some point. Mm. And that's, you know, that's pretty major. And I guess that also spawned micro-influencers, yeah. Right? Probably mm-hmm. not a large following. And that's what you want at the end of the day, right? Not the huge numbers, depending on, but if it's for real, great, right? Mm. And I don't think this will change. We've had people endorsing products in various forms over the years, right? Yeah. Now that we've got social media, so that's the method. But that's the case for the longest time, right? So, you know, I don't think it'll change, but you want real influencers and...
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting that you say that the trend is going up. I thought it was going down. I thought like micro-influencers were becoming more popular because mm-hmm. like...
I mean, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have that stigma that's coming up that's associated with the word influencer. Like you hear words like insufferable and you hear words like, you know, egomaniacs and you don't want to actually... No one wants to put so much money into them anymore because less and less people trust their influence. Mm. Because why would someone who puts out like, let's say, comedy sketches sort of endorse a car? Like what would they know about cars?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so the more people are moving towards like micro influencers because they're more like trustworthy, you know, and they have like they have a smaller following, but they have like a small niche market that they can speak to.
Let me just clarify something, Alvin.
Yeah,
because I saw you looked at me when you spoke about, you know, cars and things. Uh-huh. I host a car show. Mm-hmm. On a Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Just in case you happen to listen, alongside Daniel Fernandez from DSF.my and Arif Ruz. I do not drive, right? But I make that very clear when I start the show. You know, it's the car show with the guy who doesn't drive. You know, and I think that is the kind of being above line of that is the really important thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've had local influencers here who have endorsed products for kids, you know. Mm-hmm. Whitening products for babies, for example, was something that was kind of up on all over the internet.
Which shouldn't be a thing.
You know, both of those things. One, we don't need whitening products. And two, you don't need whitening products for babies at all. Full stop.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have been happening. You know, and it irritates me when you see people who actually have genuine influence pushing out a product that... One is questionable, whether it be some kind of dietary supplement or something like that, which hasn't gone through proper testing or anything, or anything like that, or whether or not it's stuff like the detox teas the Kardashians did, or the essential oils that people have been pushing. All of these things that have no backing in any kind of science at all, and yet you have somebody who's worth an awful lot of money pushing it out for something.
That said, an airline or a hotel chain can contact me.
For sure.
For sure.
This bed in this hotel is so comfortable. Mm-hmm. I will tell people how comfortable it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, influencer marketing, you know, influencer fraud is a thing. There's now a company out there that is looking up doing things for auditors. If you want your potential influencer audited, you can do that now. They're called Likewise. Right.
Likewise.
We're going to quickly wrap up for today. We have been talking about, of course, do you still buy products with cartoon characters on them? Final tally is...
Let's final tally the thing.
61% of you say yes, I still buy products with cartoon characters on them. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Perry also asks, do you consider Star Wars a cartoon?
I was going to say that earlier on, right? Because
yes.
you are sat there opposite me with a Star Wars t-shirt
yes,
on.
Yes, I am.
There are Star Wars cartoons, so technically
they're
we could say they are not good. Technically, we could say,
yeah,
if it's got that cartoon character on it, yes.
It was made for children.
That's right.
But
as was the whole franchise that jumped out. They changed the way in which we buy toys and things anyway.
Yeah.
Smart people. Mm-hmm. We should do a show about that, you know?
About
toys
that sell?
Toys that sell and why they sell and why people buy them.
Oh, yes.
Right, we have just about a minute left before we wrap up for Friday. I think we need to kill this show today. It's been one of those days, hasn't it? Things just haven't been going right today.
But I thought it was fun. It's Friday.
It's been fun.
You know, we're human. You know,
we're going to fire the producer when we get off air. I can tell you that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a bit of fun, of course, on a Friday afternoon. It has been Enterprise Biz Bites. We have been talking about the business of selling Mickey Mouse to adults, and Arvin came through with that show. Right.
Yeah, so just one more bit of trivia for that. Guess what is the percentage of name recognition in the US for Mickey Mouse?
I would say 100%.
97%, which is even higher than Santa Claus.
Who is the 3%? And there must be new migrants.
Who don't know Mickey Mouse yet.
Yet.
But the mouse will come for
you. Nothing. I'm saying nothing. Yeah. Right. The next we had was?
We had 5 communication problems that destroy company morale.
Then we spoke about an autonomous proton car that's going to show off 5G capabilities.
Wrapping up with influencer fraud. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The Malaysians People Movement, or better known as Gerakan, was the first party to abandon Barisan Nasional post GE14. With no representation in Parliament and without the backing of the ruling coalition, can Gerakan maintain relevance in the new Malaysia? Breakfast Grill spoke with Gerakan President Datuk Dr. Dominic Lau on the party's strategy moving forward, all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. You have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.